Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the big closing day at the DNC, we talk with a California delegate from the OC.
I see a lot of more young people getting involved in the political process, a lot more young people wanting to walk doors, wanting to phone bank, wanting to make history.
It's August 22nd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up today, an arrest at an LA hoarder house. Who was it?
Yeah, they've been really worried about fire hazards there. The place is just a tinderbox, especially right now.
A growing chorus saying LA's homeless camp cleanups don't do enough.
Doesn't solve the problem. It's very frustrating.
And why a Hollywood studio doesn't want you to see a trailer it made. That's all coming up, but first, this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California. And the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. California has been front and center at the United Center in Chicago all week. 500 people, when you count the delegates and the support staff who were there. Of course, California, usually not the focus of the Democratic National Convention, but because it's the nominee's home state, all eyes are on those delegates. One of them is Giovanni Chavez from Orange County, who talked with our Craig Figner.
Compare for me your mood and enthusiasm today versus what it was a week before Biden decided to leave the race.
You know, I was a very, very strong supporter of Biden. I think he's the most consequential president we've had in our lifetime. Me personally, I would have been just as supportive of Biden as I am of Harris right now, but I am seeing a different mood with my peers. I see a lot of more young people getting involved in the political process, a lot more young people wanting to walk doors, wanting to phone bank, wanting to make history. So I think Biden did what he felt was best for the country in stepping aside and letting Kamala take the lead. And I think, you know, it's going to pay dividends for us, and we're going to see young voters turn out in historical numbers.
Giovanni's president of the California Young Democrats of Santa Ana. If it hasn't happened yet, by the time you hear this, you can hear Kamala Harris's speech on KNX News, 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app wherever you are. Search for KNX. Follow us there for complete coverage of the Democratic National Convention and the political race as it unfolds over the next 70-some-odd days. Told you about the hoarder property, acres and acres of all kinds of stuff in the Latuna Canyon area. There was an arrest there today, but the question is, who did the LAPD actually haul off? That is a mystery at the moment, as Emily Valdez found out, and she's trying to figure it out.
6-acre mess of a property. She's telling me that the 80-year-old woman who actually owns the property today was in court, and a judge ruled the city can go in and clean up the property. I'm trying to confirm this. I reached out to City Councilmember Monica Rodriguez's office. This morning, Malone's Ring camera showed LAPD arresting a man outside the property, but Malone said it's not the woman's 50-year-old son who actually lives among the junk on the property. Drone video shows that it's just covered with abandoned vehicles, trucks, construction equipment, you name it, it's there. Malone also said that police, city workers put 10-day notices on many of the vehicles there.
So I'm more hopeful than I have been for the past 3 years, definitely. And I'm really hopeful that these cars will be moved. Again, I always want to reiterate that this has to be a long-term solution, right? So moving the cars is fantastic, and I'm very happy that that would be happening. But it only takes a day for someone to bring another car back on the property and block again.
Yeah, they've been really worried about fire hazards there. The place is just a tinderbox, especially right now. So I'm going to try and get more confirmation on this, because that's what Monica Rodriguez and others have been saying, that they've been needing a judge's order to actually take action. And that may have happened, likely happened today.
Particularly since the court ruling, the Supreme Court ruling, taking away some of the legal hurdles to it, some communities in Southern California have been really aggressively moving to clear out homeless encampments. But the city of L.A. has not done that. And there's been a growing chorus pushing it to, led by Councilmember Tracy Park, who thinks the city needs to change its approach. In particular, overnight camping, she says, should be banned on local beaches.
Sanitation crews were out early at Dockweiler Beach, but the goal was to clean up after the homeless campers, not clear them out for good. And a woman who runs a Playa del Rey nonprofit group says a cleanup isn't enough.
Doesn't solve the problem. Very frustrating.
She and the others want the camps and the campers gone permanently, but Los Angeles City Councilwoman Tracy Park, who arranged the cleanup at Dockweiler, says good luck with that.
Unless and until the county and the state are willing to partner and provide resources to enforce no camping bans on the beach, this problem is going to persist.
Park says with other cities cracking down and forcing the homeless out of their own encampments, it's possible that more and more of them will end up here in L.A.
That's John Baird at the beach. It's a bill in Sacramento that would give some people serving life in prison without parole a chance at getting out at some point. As you might imagine, it's being slammed by some in the legislature, particularly Republicans. Here's Assemblyman Bill Assaley from Corona, who says it's insulting to victims' families.
These Democrats are out of control. They wake up every day and they say, how do we make criminals' lives better? How do we get criminals out of prison? How do we empty the prisons? That's what they wake up and they think about every day. These people are sick.
Not exactly how San Jose Democratic Senator Dave Cortese would characterize it. He's the bill's author. He says people who've been in prison since June 1990 or for 25 years would be allowed to petition for their release. It wouldn't be guaranteed they would be let out. People who've murdered law enforcement officers or killed three or more people would not be eligible for this. Cortese says it's a chance for people convicted so long ago to have a second chance at living life again. Demonstrators protesting the war in Gaza are back at USC this morning. Now the students are back on campus, gathered outside Coliseum as the new student convocation was being held. Signs said USC funds genocide, among other things. Protest was mostly done after a few hours, and there were no reports of any arrests or major disturbances. What it sounds like, a Joshua Tree this summer, a campground there has been closed because the bees are thirsty. National Park Service says there is increased bee activity. These are really just your usual honeybees who are trying to survive, crowding around the condensation from air conditioners and the faucets in the bathroom. You know, that sound was still going. Faucets in the bathrooms. They're also interested in the sweat that's coming off of people. Ugh. Park Service tells the SF Chronicle that they hope the bees will eventually move away on their own when the weather changes a bit. The Hollywood movie trailer the studio doesn't want you to see. Next.
My plan is a city that people can dream about.
You may
That's a movie trailer for Megalopolis that the studio Lionsgate does not want you to see because
you like it the way it is.
There are fake quotes from real movie critics in it. The idea was apparently to make it look like Francis Ford Coppola had been doubted before with some negative initial reviews for movies like The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. The thing is, some of the original reviews do actually have quotes that may have served the purpose of painting this picture that Coppola has been doubted before, but these quotes were fake. Lionsgate says, "We screwed up. We are sorry." Coppola spent decades getting the $120 million.
My plan is a city that people can dream about.
That's a movie trailer for Megalopolis that the studio Lionsgate does not want you to see because
you like it the way it is.
There are fake quotes from real movie critics in it. The idea was apparently to make it look like Francis Ford Coppola had been doubted before with some negative initial reviews for movies like The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. The thing is, some of the original reviews do actually have quotes that may have served the purpose of painting this picture that Coppola has been doubted before, but these quotes were fake. Lionsgate says, "We screwed up. We are sorry." Coppola spent decades getting the $120 million film off the ground. It got a 10-minute standing ovation from the audience in Cannes back in May, but mixed response from critics so far. And that's the LA Local for this August 22nd. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Again, 97.1 FM, smart speaker, play KNX News, or get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us a 5-star rating and review, and get the show on your phone every day. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, "I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me."
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.